Tobacco Corporation, its distributors and dealers throughout the United States and Canada, invite you to relax and listen to a full hour of sparkling entertainment with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, and Hi-Lo Jack and the Dame. We know you want to hear the news the minute it comes in, so our Philco reporter is waiting in the newsroom to relay it to you direct from the wire. Our invitation is to relax and listen. And the man to listen to right now is Paul Whiteman, who starts us off with, I Want to Be Happy. And here he is, the man who has no trouble in the summer heat because it doesn't penetrate until the fall, Paul Whiteman.
Thank you. What I always say is everybody talks about the weather, but nobody ever does anything about rigs.
Well, what I always say is it's not the heat I mind, it's the hot weather.
Bob Johnson, Bobby Boy, what do you always say?
Oh, I can't remember what I always say, but I know what Evelyn Knight always says when I ask her for a date.
What?
No.
Well, at least it's easy to remember. And Bobby Boy, let's remember what he's going to sing.
Well, that's easy. And then you kiss me.
Well, that's what they all always say. Go ahead, Bobby Boy. Might as well dream to music.
I thought I knew the magic of you, and then you kissed me. Dear, when you kissed me, I simply stood there and gazed, completely amazed. I walked around, both feet on the ground, and then you kissed me. And when you kissed me, I found myself on a cloud, apart from the crowd. I had nothing to glow about. You came by. Now I know all there's to know about things like stars in the sky. I must admit, I thought for a while that you'd resist me. But then you kissed me, and now I'm in love.
No matter
and then you kissed me.
Dear, when you kissed me, I simply stood there and gazed completely amazed.
I walked around both feet on the ground, and then you kissed me.
The history of Philco leadership in radio dates back to the introduction of the Baby Grand, a table model which gave the American public for the first time full radio tone and performance in compact space and priced within reach of the average purse. It was a revolution in radio value and had much to do with the widespread use of radio in American homes. Since then, Philco research has been directed constantly toward improving the quality of the table model. And year after year, those who sought maximum radio performance in small space found their greatest value in a Philco. War research in electronic science has produced developments of far-reaching importance in this field. After the war, new tubes, new cabinet materials, new functional ideas will bring new table models of immeasurably greater beauty, tone, and power under the Philco name, famous for quality the world over. One of the things that Paul Whiteman is proudest of is all the people who were at one time in his band who went on to make names for themselves, such as Bing Crosby, Jimmy and Tommy Dorsey, Mildred Bailey. Oh, to go on with the list would take hours. Well, anyhow, one time a lot of those Whiteman alumni were trying to figure out a present for Pops. They felt that he had opened the door of opportunity for them, and it was about time that imaginary door was made real. So they sent him a large door with a gold star and all their names on it.
That's right, Glenn. And that door is still working in still fine working order. Today, we thought we'd swing it open again for a couple of boys in the band who have what I think it really takes. First, there's a fellow who plays the bass named Felix Joby. And at the drums, there's George Wetling. Tony Colucci is the boy who strums the guitar. Marty Dale at the 88. Brother Olini with a tenor sax. Sliding on a trombone, there's Vernon Brownan. Next is Billy Butterfield on the trumpet. And winding it up, Hank D'Amico on a good old clarinet. Take it. Now that you've tuned up, boys, how about Margie? Thank you. her way over to front and center is Evelyn Knight.
Don't walk too fast, honey. Just let me stand here and look at you. That's a lovely dress.
Oh, thank you, Paul. I like the tent you're wearing, too.
How's it look when I stand sideways?
Oh, now, don't try showing off, Paul. You know you have no sideways.
Never mind, honey. Flattery will get you nowhere. Now, how about a song titled appropriately enough, It's a Crying Shame?
Darling, you're forgetting all our treasured things. Carelessly, you're letting the bottom fall out of our dreams. It's a crying shame. You treated love that it just became another love gone by instead of holding it tightly as devotion demands. You held my love so lightly, it slipped out of our hands. And it's a crying shame. I let you mean so much to me. Did you light the flame to watch the embers die? The plans we made were so precious, but you didn't follow them through. You left me crying shame on you. Instead of holding it tightly as devotion demands, you held my love so lightly, out of our hands. And it's a crying shame. I let you mean so much to me. Did you light the flame to watch the embers die? I wonder why the plans we made were so precious, but you didn't follow them through. You left me crying shame on you. It's a crying shame, and you're to blame. You had me crying shame on you.
Every now and then, I wonder what people are going to think 100 years from now about a sentence like the one I'm about to launch. It goes, "Hi-lo, Jack and the Dame, jump off with is you is or is you ain't my baby." In the first place, the footnotes are going to require 400 pages of fine print. In the second place, nobody's ever going to think it was a song. As a matter of fact, it isn't so clear to me in the third place. So kids, elucidate.
Anytime we have a date, but I love her. Yes, I love her. I'm gonna walk up to her gate and see if I can get it straight, 'cause I want her. I'm gonna ask her, is you is or is gate, my baby. The way you're acting lately makes me doubt. Choose it still, my baby, baby. Seems my flame in your heart done gone out. A woman is a creature that has always been strange. Just when you're sure of one, you find she's gone and made a change. Is you his or is you ain't my baby?
Standing by in the newsroom is our Philco reporter, George Hayes, ready to bring you the latest news from all over the world. So now we take you to the newsroom. Go ahead, George Hayes. Every battlefront is blazing with action tonight. The biggest headlines are being made on the Eastern Front, where a surging Soviet army is racking up some of the greatest advances ever seen in 3 years of war in the East. On every sector, the Red Armies are in full pursuit of the retreating and demoralized Germans. Sweeping forward in a sensational 30-mile advance in 24 hours, the Russians have crashed into the streets of the Polish city of Lublin. This place is only 93 miles from the capital city of Warsaw. Other Soviet forces have stormed and captured the ancient fortress of Pskov, gateway to Estonia. These titanic achievements add up to this dramatic fact. Now the Soviets have cleared the enemy from all but a 10-mile sliver of pre-war Russian territory. American Pacific forces are making brilliant gains. Advancing in the face of frenzied Japanese counterattacks, doughboys and Marines have seized two key places on and near Guam. On the west coast, they have taken the town of Piti, which gives us control of a good naval base. And they have stormed onto nearby Kabras Island, key to the entrance of Apra Harbor. During the first 3 days of the invasion, we suffered almost 2,000 casualties, of which less than 350 were fatalities. Observers regard the toll as extremely moderate in view of the hazards of the operation and the violent enemy reaction. Informed observers in London say the Germans have passed on to the Japs a full report on their use of the flying bombs. Meanwhile, the rockets continue to fall on southern England. One correspondent gives us this vivid word picture of London under the rocket blitz. He says, "A night in London is like 12 hours in a haunted house as the robots drone over and explode in the city." Well, our Air Force is giving it back to the enemy right now. Berlin Radio reports raiders over northwest Germany. And the latest on the army revolt against Hitler comes from neutral capitals. One report says the Nazi regime has begun a ruthless purge aimed at the entire Junker class, civilians as well as army men, in an attempt to guard against a new betrayal. A Stockholm dispatch says 400 German officers implicated in the revolt have committed suicide, and that hundreds to thousands of others are being killed by the Gestapo. A correspondent in Normandy discloses that the revolt and the purge has had a profound effect on the morale of German troops. Even the most fanatical now show signs of despondency. Our troops east of Caen in France have scored a new success, clearing the enemy from the village of Amiéville. Elsewhere, enemy counterattacks were repulsed. Normandy had a distinguished visitor today, Prime Minister Churchill,
He examined flying bomb emplacements near Cherbourg. And that's the news from your Philco reporter.
Thank you, George Hayes. Now, Paul, what's with you?
Riggs, your grammar is atrocious. You mean, who's with me? And the answer is, Rio Rita, one of the best tunes to come out of the 20s. I thought maybe it'd be kind of nice to pull it out and send it at you today. Introducing Rio Rita. Of the Philco Summer Hour. We'll be back in a minute with the second half. Right now, this is the Blues Network. This is the Philco Summer Hour with Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnson, Hilo Jack and the Dame, and Paul Whiteman and the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus. Hilo Jack and the Dame take the top off the second half of the show with an authentic version of a likely leader of Pan-American locale. We say unreservedly that this is an authentic rendition, for Hilo Jack and the Dame put the emphasis on the wrong syllable. Hola! Sing a tropical song!
Hola! On the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. Because we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song. Upon the island from which we come, the point of interest beside the coconut and the sarong. Unless we put the accent upon the wrong syllable and we sing a tropical song, we could show the natural wonders of the scenery to you. We could show the native birds and perhaps get two or three to you. And describe the climate and also tell the elevation to you. We could very hastily introduce the population to you. We could show you the hotel and many other fascinating places. We could take you to the bar where visitors may fall upon their faces. If we only had a track, we could probably take you to the races. But we prefer to acquaint you with the following interesting facts. That on the island from which we come, we have a national characteristic which is very strong. And if you should remain here, you will discover one peculiar thing before very long. That you have put the accent upon the wrong syllable and you sing a tropical song. And so we say welcome, welcome.
If one of your neighbors has a Philco refrigerator in her kitchen, just ask her how much the frozen storage compartment has meant to her during these days of food rationing and fewer shopping trips. Ask her if this modern Philco feature that keeps all kinds of foods fresh for weeks at below freezing temperatures hasn't helped prepare more tempting meals to simplify her shopping and to save food costs. She'll probably tell you, too, about other exclusive features of her Philco refrigerator that appeal to any housewife. Philco Advanced Design created an entirely new kind of refrigerator before the war. A frozen food compartment, big, roomy, separate from the regular ice cube chamber, is just one example of Philco pioneering. Seeing the trend toward frozen foods and frozen storage, Philco designers took the lead. And you can expect greater things in refrigeration from Philco in the days to come. New ideas that will make the refrigerator more useful, more convenient, more versatile in your home. Watch Philco in refrigeration after the war.
A few weeks ago, Red Norville come a-busting into the vestibule of fame, complete with xylophone. And he hammered his way right into top ranking with the Philco fans. He's here to do a little more chop-chop for you. Red, what's it going to be?
How's about 7 come 11.
You named it, and you have to play it, so just let me get out of the way here, and the boys can get around the microphone, and you've got it.
Thank you.
In the all-time popular music wing of the Hall of Fame, certainly Deep Purple deserves a niche of honor. Paul recorded the concert version years ago. He must have sensed a great hit, for sometime later it was rewritten as popular song and, well, you know what happened to it. Here then is the Whiteman Way with Deep Purple.
Every night seems time for you to come on over and treat us to a tune.
It's a treat to treat you, Pop. And the song I've got is making its debut today.
Couldn't have a better introduction, Evelyn. It's the one you've just recorded, isn't it?
That's right.
Well, tell them the title and you're on your way, honey.
Called Without a Sweetheart.
There's a story goes with our now and then spot today. You remember that's where we take an old arrangement out of the books and run it down again. Today it's another old Whiteman record. I was listening to the radio back in 19, oh, long, long while ago, and all of a sudden this noise burst upon the evening air. And, brother, that's the kind of noise that stays with you, and nothing would do but to add it to the band. We made a number to go with us. It was called Do Whack a Do. And we'll play it as it sounded then. All right, boys. I thought that was pretty fancy myself, but this is the way we'd play it if we were going to play it today, all right?
Well, Paul, you can quote Riggs that those now-and-then spots are solid with him.
Well, good, Glenn. Lots of people have written in to tell us that they sort of go for him, too.
You're not going to run out of them, are you, Paul?
Never fear, sonny boy. As long as you and the folks want them, we got them.
Oh, that's great, because there's one I wish you'd do.
Well, just name it, boy. Just name it.
Well, it's really an old one. It's called Do You Ever Think of Me?
Uh-uh. Now you got me.
Well, what do you mean, I've got you?
Well, it's this way, Glenn. When we go back to those slide whistle days, there's only one way for the band to really get the arrangement down pat, and that's to listen to the original record. We've wanted to play Do You Ever Think of Me for weeks, and so help me, Whiteman, I can't find that record anywhere.
Oh, well, somebody must have a copy somewhere.
Well, I'll tell you just how badly I want it. If anybody has a copy of that record and will write me and tell me about it, I'll be glad to give a $25 war bond for the privilege of borrowing it.
Well, that's fair enough. Now, let's get one thing straight. Just write Paul and tell him you have the record. Don't send it. And then we'll tell the one who wrote first that he gets the $25 war bond and ask him to let us borrow the record. Just address Paul Whiteman, Blue Network, New York City. Now, Paul, let's get on with the show.
All right, you've heard me tell how Bob Johnson is from Tennessee and Evelyn Knight is from Virginia.
Oh, who could ever mistake either one of them?
Well, today I thought it would be a nice tribute to the kids to do a little home cooking Southern style. So here we are, coming at you with their medley of Southern favorites. Mm-hmm.
to be on a train. Looks like we're going home, doesn't it, Bob?
Yes, back to good old Tennessee. You ever been there, Evelyn?
Tennessee? Let's see. That's a suburb of Virginia, isn't it?
Cut it out. Good old Tennessee. I can just smell that bowl of turnip greens and side meat now. You know, that part of the country is my Shangri-La. That's where I learned to relax.
I bet you miss it.
Nah, I'm too relaxed to miss it.
Well, I do. I can just smell that jasmine and honeysuckle. And hear those easy listening tunes riding on the breeze.
You mean like this one?
Georgia claimed her, Georgia named her, sweet Georgia bride.
Hey, Lou,
sun go down. Cause my man, he's done left this town. Feeling tomorrow like I feel today. If I'm feeling tomorrow like I feel today, I'm gonna pack my trunk and make my getaway. St. Louis woman, with all her diamonds,
with her diamond ring,
she pulled that man around by her apron.
By her apron.
Telling of a saturation bombing raid by thousands of Allied planes or a huge tank battle raging in France or the bombardment of Guam by our Navy, do you stop to think how much gasoline our armed forces need and must have each day? Do you realize that every known source of crude oil in the United States is being tapped for every last drop of oil it can produce? Give these facts a little sober thought and then cooperate with the government's gasoline rationing program. Don't buy gasoline coupons. And don't buy gasoline without giving up the proper coupons. Write your car license number and state on the face of all your coupons. Play fair with the boys over there.
Well, folks, that's it for today. This is Paul Whiteman, and we'll be looking for you next Sunday. And we'll see you then.
Next Sunday, same time, same station. Relax and listen to the Philco Hour with Paul Whiteman, the Radio Hall of Fame Orchestra and Chorus, Evelyn Knight, Bob Johnston, Hilo, Jack and the Dame, and another Whiteman alumnus. This is Glenn Riggs saying goodbye for Philco dealers and distributors throughout the United States and Canada, and from Philco Corporation, makers today of radar and electronic materials to help win the war.
makers tomorrow of materials for good living in a world at peace. This is the Blue Network.